This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked a bit yesterday about the commercial versus consumer changes that are happening in the food chain. Patrick Smith, our apples and hops farmer up in Washington State, and how his sales are changing now that people are buying for and eating from home. Turns out that change is affecting what we eat as well, with most of us home most of the time. Demand for ready-to-eat, highly processed foods is going up, which is a bit of a 180 for those packaged foods brands, which had been getting passed over in favor of not processed, not packaged sustenance. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more on that one.
Processed cheese food and canned soups are not trendy, but they're comforting.
Give someone a warm hug.
A warm hug from Campbell's.
And right now, that warm hug sounds pretty good, says Diane Regasio-Radler, a nutrition professor at Rutgers University.
These are really disturbing times and very unsettled. And sometimes, you know, we reach for things that we're familiar with.
The familiar is getting a boost. Campbell's Soup, which also makes Pepperidge Farm Goldfish crackers and Prego pasta sauce, just saw a more than fourfold increase in orders. Kraft Heinz of Kraft Mac and Cheese fame is reporting sales increases too. Erin Lash, a consumer sector analyst for Morningstar, says that's a big change.
So those established branded manufacturers that consumers are incredibly familiar with have been falling out of favor.
A lot of us had been opting for stuff like kale and quinoa and locally sourced meats, but packaged foods are often cheaper, giving established brands a new opening during the coronavirus shutdown, says food analyst Darren Seifer of the NPD Group.
Even when the pandemic starts to fade away, there's the economic impact that it had, and we just don't know what that's going to be.
In other words, the length and depth of the economic pain could determine how much and how long Americans will seek comfort and savings in their food choices. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.